Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Anton, how are you this afternoon?
Flying, Dave. How's life with Dave?
Flying. Ah, yes, you know yourself. Week what? 10, is it? I don't know.
Ah, who knows?
Who knows, indeed. Yeah. It's all one big globule of days. What's in terms of news, is there anything happening in the world?
There's a lot of stuff related to evolution. And can I start in a slightly unusual place? Because I would like to formally and publicly issue an evolutionary apology to a colleague of yours.
An evolutionary apology? So you're not descended from the...
The reason I have to do an evolutionary apology is I was talking to Maura Doran of Today Show fame on RT.
Indeed, and Maura and I.
Indeed.
Yes.
Inter alia, during the discussion, she made...
Inter alia.
She made a throwaway remark where she said, I was reading recently that the reason that men have beards is because they evolved them to protect themselves from being punched in the face. And I thought to myself... Really? Well, that's patently ridiculous. She must be making it up. And I kind of segued away and moved on to something else.
But you went into the Anton Thesaurus and suddenly there was a full chapter.
Correct. Afterwards, I reflected upon it and I thought, it doesn't strike me like Maura is the type to just create a fact about beards from whole cloth. Turns out, Maura is absolutely right.
Hold on a second. A fact, a contention.
A theory, even.
Come on.
A thesis published in the Journal of Integrative Organismal Biology.
Oh, then it must be true, yeah.
Right. The thesis is entitled Impact Protection Potential of Mammalian Hair, Testing the Pugilism Hypothesis for the Evolution of Human Facial Hair. Scientists sit around and decide we should spend money looking into this. So this bunch of lads sat down and said, we must figure out if humans... grew beards originally, as in not just grew them, but evolved the capacity to have beards so that they would survive fist fights better in prehistory.
Right.
They made a fake jawbone out of epoxy, wrapped it in sheepskin because they couldn't get enough human hair, and then struck it with an engineering hammer to measure how much force it took to establish that you are 37% less likely to have your jaw broken if it's wrapped in sheepskin and struck with an engineering hammer than if it's nude.
And is this all on foot of Maura giving you a ring because you dissed her theory? And this is
no, she didn't give me a ring at all.
She's not telling you all this.
She has no involvement in any of this. She doesn't know that I've had a road to Damascus conversion, so I'm using this sculpture apology.
But anyway, you're now using this time here now on the radio on 2FM to apologise to Maura because you were thick.
It wasn't thick. And also, there's two things that we learn about this. One, this scientists have a lot of time on their hands. And two, the scientists who established this finding have literally never in their lives been in a fight or had anything ever hit them in the face because it is
stupid. So what do they know?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm. I have further evolutionary news.
Good. Let's hear it.
An extinct bird has just evolved itself back into existence.
That's ridiculous.
Wait
a minute, hold on. If the coronavirus, or when it does go away, what'll happen is that it might never really go away. It'll just be hanging out there somewhere for maybe 100 years and might come back easily. Like, the bird didn't go away. It didn't go extinct. Nobody saw one.
This is the thing. That's what tends to happen, where we think, oh, well, this is the, you know, the last of the X hasn't been seen since 1935.
So therefore it's extinct.
Yeah, and then one of them shows up on its back porch drinking sherry and hanging out. No. This was... extinct. 100,000 years ago, rising sea levels wiped her out. She's back.
Sorry, what's the bird called?
The Aldabra white-throated railbird.
Of course it is. Yep. Are you telling me that 100,000 years ago, somebody said, look, let's call this an Aldabra white-throated railbird?
No, it may have been called something different 100,000 years ago. History doesn't...
The name has evolved. Right.
Yeah, and the name, names like those. But there was an entity... that at the time had a name that is now called Aldabra white-throated railbird, which hasn't existed in 100,000 years and now exists again. You must admit this is impressive.
Yeah, is this a flying bird or one of these ones that don't fly or what is it?
It's flightless.
It's flightless,
says, reading the story as fast as he can. It is flightless and brown. DNA has a lot of waste. So the genes that act to make you what you are only a small percentage of the general dross that is... piled into your genetic code. Most of it is just lying there dormant. According to the reports with this bird, the birds that followed it had common ancestors, and they were happily doing their thing for about 100,000 years, and the dormant bits of DNA that 100,000 years ago mutated to create the Aldabra white-throated flightless brown bird has recently mutated to create the exact same bird all over again. So it wasn't that it was hiding in the woods. It is actually a repeat evolution of a previously existing animal.
Which means dinosaurs are next, are they? Or anything used to be even before that? No?
Thank you. That is. This is the kind of situation that requires somebody to immediately go to the Stegosaurus. Yes, we are only seconds away from the magnificent sight of Diplodocus wandering the Phoenix Park.
All right, I see. So this is your point. This is why you gave us this fascinating story to go to.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Very, very, absolutely.
Now that we've done DNA and I'll bring it back to where it normally belongs. Sex dolls, Dave.
Yeah, right. Okay, sex dolls. Yeah.
Last week we had sex toys and sex toys, sex dolls, not sex toys. They wouldn't take up much space. Sex dolls in restaurants being used to create social distancing.
Mm.
Now we have a South Korean soccer team apologizing for filling its empty stadium with sex dolls.
Like what? They got 30,000 sex dolls.
Filling is one of those words where a sub-editor kind of pushed the boat out a bit far. But they got probably more sex dolls than you've ever seen in one place together in the stadium. So there were quite a few sex dolls, and they dressed them up in team colors and they gave them t-shirts and some of them had little posters they held up. The idea being that it would make the stadium seem more fun.
And like, did they win? I won't even ask, did they score? But did they win? Yeah, or did they get at least 1 point anyway? You know?
If oddly, Dave, the reporting doesn't focus on the result of the match.
And what about your extensive research in the thesaurus? Crying out loud.
So the football team came out and said, well, actually, they were mannequins as opposed to being the dolls of good time, which makes sense because do you know which industry around the world is doing better out of the coronavirus than almost any other?
The sex doll industry.
Bang on.
Really?
Selling hand over fist.
Okay. Move on, will you?
No, genuinely. Say Forbes of all places did a big feature.
It must be true.
On the trade in these dolls. They're up 57%, so much so that the manufacturers are having problems hiring. So whatever about getting fruit pickers into the UK, a huge problem is getting people willing to make latex friends for all of those who are stuck in on Amazon saying, I want that one.
I was just going to say Amazon are doing pretty well. Pizzas are doing pretty well. I believe Walmart in America is bringing some life back to the high street. But sex dolls, I didn't know that.
Do you know where we haven't been in some time?
Florida.
Yes.
Right.
I have warm, positive, good news from the Sunshine State.
Yeah, what's that?
A war veteran who lost his prosthetic leg surfing in Florida has had it returned to him.
He was surfing, it fell off, and he got it back. How long was he only one-legged?
Nearly 3 months, I think.
Really? So it was, it was washed up on some shore somewhere, yeah?
It was found buried in a park.
Okay, so wait a minute. How did it get from the surf to the park?
Don't know.
All right, okay. That's not much use then, is it?
Well, it was. I must say I was intrigued by that bit of the process, but they didn't seem to follow up on any of that in the reporting. However, there are other interesting things about this. A, the man was surfing in Florida where there isn't any surf, but fair play to him if that's what he wanted to do. He fell off his surfboard and he lost his $3,000 titanium prosthetic leg.
Right.
He spent 2 days searching for his leg, as you would if you'd lost your leg, and then eventually he abandoned the notion of it. Subsequently, he got a call from the family of a teenager called Sebastian Morris. Now, the reason I raise this is because I think it gives us one of the great quotes of all time. When he was interviewed about this subsequently, he said, Sebastian Morris got in touch to say that they had found this prosthetic leg 30 yards away from where he had been surfing. Carter Hess, the owner of the leg, is quoted as saying, I immediately knew it was mine. No, Carter, you didn't, did you? Really? A prosthetic leg washed up directly beside where you lost your prosthetic leg. And you immediately knew it has to be mine. He goes on to say in another great quote from Carter Hess, I have to pay tribute to this amazing, great young man. A lot of guys would have just put it in a trophy case and kept it. What? Like, who finds a prosthetic leg and thinks, you know what, above my fireplace, that'll be a conversation starter. It's good, isn't it?
That's brilliant. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
In other coronavirus news,
yeah,
you heard about Dominic Cummings?
Yes, he's in trouble, and he went 250 miles the wrong way, or by I mean, sorry, two different ways. He lied and cheated and all the rest. But then again, isn't that what he does? Isn't that what he's there for?
I have to say I was stunned and disappointed. He always struck me as a terribly nice man.
Yeah,
and I think this must be just a momentary lapse of reason.
Yeah.
He is as nothing compared to the mayor of a Peruvian town called, and I apologize to anybody from Peru, Jaime Rolando Urbina Torres.
Right. What did he do? Or what's he up for?
Again, that there's layers to this like an onion. He was, again, not, same as Dominic Cummings, allegedly, not handling lockdown the way that he was meant to, in that he was away drinking with his mates when he should have been locked in his house and not outside it.
Yeah.
The police were called to whatever noise they were making, didn't know that it was the mayor that they were about to arrive into, but started to knock on the door. He did what anybody would do in that setting. He put on a face mask, got into a coffin, and pretended to be a corpse. I'm intrigued by why there was a coffin there.
Yeah.
Do you know what they don't detail in any of the reporting? Why there was a coffin there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's pretty weird. Hold on, was this a pub? Was it? It was a pub.
No, it seems to have been a friend's house.
Oh, I see.
You know,
right.
One of your mates with the coffins.
Yeah, right. That's pretty weird, isn't it?
Why was he wearing a face mask? The one person you can be sure will not cough on you, sneeze on you, or breathe on you is the deceased.
I know, but if the guys open the coffin and they see a guy there, like dead, supposedly, with a thing on his face, they certainly won't be taking the thing off his face. They'd just be saying, japers, let's get out of here. As in, if they had taken the thing off his face, they'd know it was the local mayor.
That's a good point. Anyway, obviously, one of the detectives involved was brave and established that it was the local mayor.
Right. And is he in trouble now?
Yes, but he seems to have, he has form, as they would say. So this is just another one of the things that he's done.
He's a wacky
he's
mayor.
Quirky like. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right. Fair enough.
A woman in China.
Yes.
Has sent 1,000 kilos of onions to her ex-boyfriend to make him cry.
And why does she want to make him cry, Anton?
Because she resents the manner in which he broke up with her.
Oh, and was there a manner that I should know about and never
do it? No, it wasn't particularly egregious. I think it was, what was it that Samuel Johnson said about dogs standing on their hind legs and women vickers? It wasn't that it was done well, merely that it was done at all.
Right.
It was one of those. He did it to her and she didn't want it done.
All
now, the interesting thing is when he was subsequently interviewed, he said that his reason for wanting to break up with her was her erratic and over-the-top behaviour.
All right, point taken indeed. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, well, I don't know about you.
Do you not? Did you say 1,000 onions delivered to his door? Like,
sorry,
like
I just want to focus on how true it is, the sentence. Dave, I don't know about you. Yes, a full ton, if we're using the
metric
system.
Dumped out of the back of a truck or all like nicely packaged?
Delivered individually by friggin' pigeons, Dave. I don't know. They were in bags. There were bags of onions.
The details are important. Okay, go on.
I don't know about you, Dave.
Yeah.
But I would be quite pleased to receive 1,000 kilos of onions.
Do you like onions? Yeah.
Well, an onion is a very versatile thing. You can do a lot of things with an onion. An onion is the base for almost any available stew. You can make blooming onions. You can make a lovely onion soup. You'd use a lot of onions in an onion soup. If every girlfriend that I ever had, if both of them had given me bags of onions as a breakup, I would have loved it.
Hold on a second. They're not going to make you cry unless you cut them up. Or can you? Do you cry?
You're going to cut them up, Dave. Who's going to have an onion and just leave it there sitting at your front garden?
It doesn't have to make you cry. Do you know how you don't cry by cutting an onion?
I don't.
You cut it under running water.
That's genius.
I know, it really is. It works very well.
Do you want to stay on fruit-related topics?
Please,
well, it's
why
technically
not?
A vegetable, but what the hell? A man has been arrested for stealing from a convenience store while wearing a watermelon.
Like wearing it on his side, like a holster and a gun, or wearing it on his head?
Yes, I was wearing an onion on my belt. It was the fashion at the time. Wearing it as a face mask.
Wearing it is this a COVID-19 story?
No, this is a robbery story. I should specify that he was obviously arrested for robbing from the convenience store while wearing a watermelon. It's not the, like, the wearing of a watermelon.
When people hollow out the Alchemy Bobs for Halloween, I mean, like, that's a lot of work, and this big thing would just weigh your head down.
This is exactly the point. And everybody is saying this is of all of the things you've got stockings.
Yeah.
You've got balaclavas. There's a lot of relatively light stuff you could jam on your head, even dark sunglasses and a baseball cap. Why would you go to the hassle of hollowing out a watermelon?
Because he had a friend in the convenience store who took a picture of all of this, and then in the pub later on he could say, you won't believe what I did. I didn't just rob a convenience store. I robbed a convenience store with a watermelon on my head. Beat that for fun. No?
It's a fine point. He'll obviously have to wait some time to be released from the penitentiary before he gets to tell this story in the pub.
Oh, right.
But yes, if you want to create an anecdote stumping up to a convenience store while we're... And it's not just that, like, let's be clear. It wasn't that he carved half of it and held it on with elastic. There is CCTV footage of they hollowed them out and wore them like full face motorcycle helmets with just slits for eyes. You've heard that organ transplants are down.
Organ transplants are down. I have not. No.
Yep. Sex dolls up, organ transplants down. We finally have some figures on it, because there was a lot of hypothesis and supposition that because people aren't driving around, for instance, you know, a major source of organ donation is vehicle crashes. So those aren't happening. People aren't dying in them. Therefore, right, organ donation is down. We have numbers on some of it, and what we're seeing is huge drops in California for two reasons: a 21% reduction in fatal accidents,
really,
in California for the same period of last year. So that means one-fifth-ish fewer organs available for transplant. And the other thing, apparently, that's a big source of organ donation in California, which has also stopped, is drownings. There's no drowning deaths because all the beaches have been closed. So they actually have quite a significant problem. People who are on organ donation lists are now having to wait, because obviously if you want an organ, you want it from somebody relatively young and relatively healthy, which means they are less statistically likely to be in the demographics dying from coronavirus. So they are remaining alive and people aren't getting organs.
When I got an organ transplant, I went home. My wife said, well, how did it go? I hadn't got the heart to tell her.
Before you do, I got to tell you a cool thing about organ transplants.
Yeah, go on.
Did you know that when they give you new kidneys, they leave the old ones in there?
Like they push them over to the side or something?
Yes.
Really?
That's exactly what they do. They just shove them over a bit, bolt in a new one.
Wow.
And the old one, because it's now got a bigger, healthier brother, it sort of shrinks a bit and goes down and gets smaller, but they just leave it in there. And there are cases of people who have had multiple kidney transplants, so they have two or three of them strung together like a ring of pearls with one big one functioning, but they leave them.
Well, I'm trying to get the definition of the word transplant. Surely it means taking one out to put one in. Oh, yeah, I suppose putting one to the side is like taking it out. Okay, fair enough.
Well, you're still taking one out and putting one in. You're not putting one back in the corpse.
In the same place.
So one has come out and gone into somebody else, but you aren't required to remove the first. In hearts, my understanding is they do take out
hearts,
the one.
Yes,
there.
My dad suggested I should register for a donor card. He's a man after my own heart. Hey! On that note, is that
Ladies
enough?
And gentlemen, Dave Fanning.
Have you got any more stories, or is that it?
Jesus,
that's
no,
enough.
Let me
Good.
Out of here
Thank
quick.
Thank God for that. Well, listen, see you for week 11 next week.
So
Anton, good man. Thank you very much.
See you, Dave.
Good luck. Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.